weeks of paperwork, thousands of dollars and cancelled holidays, how the dual passport travel rules are leaving South Australians in limbo. That next.
Some chase the story.
Miller wins it. From
this is Caroline Winter.
Quite rightfully, they don't really know, and even sometimes their parents can't tell them whether their grandparents are of UK. Whether their parents, in a safe example, there's been an estranged family relationship. Did my daddy or my mummy, are they British? So when you get there, they have a database. So they can say, John Smith, you just entered our country in Heathrow Airport. Did you know that your father in Salisbury was actually UK and you could have got a UK passport? Then you got real problems because they do the back checks and we've got clients who are embarrassed and they don't even know. And they say, well, what do we do? It's not easy.
No, it's really not. You've listed off a range of reasons why this has been affecting not just travel agents, travellers, governments, etc. I'm keen to hear from some of our callers, their experiences. Great question. Max, do you know?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's for all countries. They're rolling out on a level basis. So at the moment, it's going to affect anybody who's got patriality or have the ability to get a UK passport. And I would have to say that South Africa is in a high end because you'll find that a lot of people there have been born in the UK. So they're going to be up for it as well. And there is a plus on everything I've just said to you, which is a bit weird. If you do get and you go through the formalities of getting a British passport, the only good news I can say is September, October this year, you will not need to worry about getting a special visa to enter the European continent, the Shenzhen company, countries. So that means if you have an Australian passport in September, October, they still haven't set the date, by the way, you'll need to get a visa to go into most of the Central European countries. If you have a British passport, a UK passport, then you can enter the European countries without applying for a visa. So that's one positive if you do get a UK passport. It's not a brilliant positive, but it's just there. But they really have mucked it up, and I don't think they've thought of it in a very long-term relationship.
No, indeed. And to Carol's point that, you know, that's adding not just Australians but the rest of the world trying to vie for the attention and get things streamlined. Ian is on the line. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, morning.
You have a question,
for Max. Mm-hmm. Yes, if that's possible. Max, my father was born in England. He became an Australian citizen in the 70s after I was born, so I understand I'm probably affected. I need to get a UK passport. But my daughter was born after he became a citizen. Does she need a UK passport?
It used to go up to great-grandparents. As now it's got up to grandparents' situation. So, yes, if she can actually get a UK passport through patriality and they do checks on balances, yes, she will need to go through the formalities, unfortunately. Because if you think about it, she's on one level below you, then you've got your level and you've got your level above you. So they could go up to what we call the grandparents' level. But that is subject to their discretion. We are finding sometimes they're saying that she could have had a legal right to get a UK passport. She'll need to apply for it. And that's where the problem is. The problem is also that you need to do it, and you can't do it more than 3 months in advance. Some people are saying we're not going till May next year. No, you cannot apply for it now. You've got to do it 3 months or less in advance to apply for this passport or the certificate of entitlement, which means you don't have to get a passport.
Oh, Max, I didn't realise that. I was thinking when you suggested, you know, give it 90 days, that was sort of giving it enough time. But if you physically can't do it, that's adding to your stress.
And that's what we can tell you this. And the British High Commission said the same thing that, you know, and the embassies have said the same thing. Look, hang on, you're not going until May next year. No, you can have to reapply back in because we're so busy. Come back to us next year. It's just crazy. Look, and also one of the ladies said, and she's correct, they actually haven't even got the trained staff to do this because they're getting floods of people all over the world. The problem we've also had, and other travel agents have had, people are going for funerals, people are going to weddings. You can't determine when a funeral is going to be, and you can't, you know, say, oh, look, I've got a funeral next week, and they're going to give you a passport. They just won't do it. And the other thing that we have not heard anything negative yet, will they arrest or will they extract people from the country if they don't do the formalities? The answer is they won't arrest you. We've had three clients. One flew in from New York to London, and she went through the formalities fatalities, and then she had to go back to London, and she had a major problem in London Airport Heathrow because they said, hang on, your parent, one of your parents, who she did not even know, is a UK passport holder. Why haven't you got a passport? 3 hours of talking to them. She just left the country, went to Paris. She couldn't handle it. It was just so, so bad. Because again, some people, quite honestly, they don't really know the patriality of their parents.
No, that's 100% right. Well, actually, Tim on the text line says, how do they even know if someone with an Australian passport has English parents? But to your point, they do have records that they're clearly clearly tapping into to answer that question.
Yes, they actually do. We know that for a fact. Somebody I know who works in the London office said that to me as well, because I said to the same thing this back in January this year. I said, well, how could they check these things out? And they said, oh, we've got a database. I said, oh, God. So they got this database. I don't know how specific it is, but it must go back at least two or three levels of your patriality.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to clarify, you have used that word a few times, patriality. Just to, for anyone who's not clear, it does refer to the legal right to reside in the UK free from immigration restrictions. I just want to get to a couple more texts, and there is a question in these ones also. Another texter says, I met a 75-year-old gentleman recently who's decided not to go back to the UK and meet family in Europe, as it's much easier. Sounds like the client that you had that just popped off to Paris decided the same thing. And Sheila says, my dad is Scottish, my mother is Irish, I was born here. Can I enter on an Irish passport rather than get a British one? I do have an Australian passport too.
Yes, if you get an Irish passport and it's valid, they'll allow you into the country, and also you can go to Northern Ireland as well. So that's not too bad. So you've got the best of both things. But they can also question you. They say, okay, you've got an Irish passport. Hang on. You've just arrived at Heathrow Airport. Why didn't you get a British passport? Because you've got the ability to do so. I would be a little bit concerned about that part. Because think about it. She's got the option to get both passports. It's correct. She's gone for the Irish. If they question her, boy, she's going to have to answer those questions. I'd say she's taking a risk, to be quite blunt, because she has the ability on the left-hand side to get a UK passport. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's taken the second option, not the first option. I would be concerned about that. And what you don't want to do, you don't want to be hassled after a long trip to get to the UK. You don't want to have your name on their database as you tried to enter illegally, whether it was accidental or deliberate. I wouldn't personally take that risk. If you have the option and the ability to go for a UK passport, you've got to go through the formalities, unfortunately.
Indeed. Wow. Well, Max, we appreciate you being here for this one. It's certainly tapped into something among our listeners. So I really appreciate you sorting out some of the answers to those tricky questions.
Pleasure. Look, Kangaroo Island, apparently you don't need a passport.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Max Najar from Access Travel Centre. And I will keep coming back to your texts and your calls. We can get back into this in Statewide Soapbox later this hour. Well, we did put a request in to speak to Dr. Brian Jones, the Deputy British High Commissioner to Australia, but he was unavailable to speak with us. His office did point us to the UK Home Office, though, so we will follow up with them. Best of luck if you are stuck in the maze. It's 23 to 11. Don't do it.